Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
He was a former West Ham youth player. He is a successful businessman and joint chairman and owner of our beloved club. We welcome back to More Than Just a Podcast, David Gold. Good morning, DG.
Good morning, Sean.
Can you explain your role? How does it work, your involvement in transfer policy and decisions? Can you lift the veil and the mystery of it? What do you all have a meeting with the manager? And we always hear David Sullivan works 24/7, but I'm sure that it's a bigger pitch than that.
Well, you know, we all have our opinions, we all have our viewpoints, and we make them clear. But in the main, you know, I've worked very, very closely with David Sullivan for 30 years. You know, we're like an old married couple. You know, he starts a sentence and I finish it, or the other way around. So, you know, we trust each other. You know, he's got his role, I've got my role, and I have to say, I think that I am, and the club is very fortunate in having David Sullivan on board in the way that he does. And he is a workaholic. He takes responsibility, and I'm a great admirer of him.
Before the move, the London Stadium was described as having the ability to move us to the next level. I just wondered if you could take the opportunity to define, in your view, what the next level is and how long that might take.
You mean how long is a piece of string?
We'll define what the next level is, because I think that sometimes is misunderstood. Some people believe it's Champions League in a certain number of years. What is it to you?
To me, it's growth. To me, it is forever improving. If we're going forward, and the best and easiest way to do that is to say, where did we finish up in the league? Or did we win or how far did we get in the Cups? What we need, what we mean by the next level is that we want to be challenging at the highest level. Nobody knows where that is. It's, you know, it's a moving item. We want to do better. We want to challenge at the highest level. West Ham United has been the fourth largest football club in London. It has been like that since I was a boy. But if we were to challenge at the highest level, you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result, you're mad. And that's what we were doing.
I think it goes back to, I mean, unfortunately, and this was before the relegation, David Sullivan, I'm sure he knows it on record, we've got a 7-year plan to get to Champions League. Now, maybe an unguarded moment, but of course, the fans will keep on bringing that up because it's forever on there. So,
but that only shows his enthusiasm and his optimism, you know, the fact that he's not, or that we've not achieved that, you know, obviously, yes, it will be held against us, but that doesn't alter the fact that that's our belief and our desire and our passion to get to the Champions League, our passion to, you know, go to finals in the FA Cup and the League Cups. That's what we want to do, and maybe sometimes we're over optimistic, but that doesn't alter the fact that our desire and our passion to achieve these things is there for all to see.
Yeah, I know hindsight's a wonderful thing, but do you have any regrets about moving to the London Stadium? Is there anything with hindsight you would have done any differently?
Yes, I would have liked to. I mean, my anger is still at the way they built the original stadium. They could have built it in such a way that it would have been much, much, much more football friendly.
Can we move on to
sure.
On West Ham? And I know you've covered this a few times, but I just wanted to get some clarity on it. Karen Brady on her own website values West Ham at £800 million at the moment, and I know that it's as much as someone would be prepared to pay for it. Is there any circumstances that you would sell some or all of your shares at all, or is it? I know you've repeatedly said you're handing your shares down to your daughters, and you want them to carry on the legacy. But do you see any circumstances where you would sell? This repeatedly comes up. People say, yeah, it's all a smokescreen. Once the government sharing of 10 years happens of giving money back if you sell it with the London Stadium agreement, which I think is 2026, they'll be off and they'll be out and they'll be cashing in £1 billion.
I think David Sullivan's made it clear that... You know, he has no desire to sell his shares. I have made it clear time and time again that I have no desire to sell my shares. My love and passion in my life all revolves around West Ham. I've achieved many, many things in my life. And the most driving force in my life is my football club, our football club. Why would I sell? It's my life. The only time that you would sell is in the event that you believe that the buyer could do a better job than you. And at the moment, we are doing a decent job. We've never had an offer. We've never had a situation where we've had to say, well, do you know what? For the best interest of the football club, we should sell. That's never occurred. So until that happens... We don't have an issue, and even then, I would want, and I'm sure David would want also to be part of a new regime, if ever there was such a thing. But right now, we're very, very happy, and we think we're doing okay. We're doing okay. You know, it's difficult. We've been through a most traumatic event in probably the history of our football club. In migrating to a new stadium, and we think we're doing okay.
You're always going to get the haters, David, and that's always the case because you know that there are always going to be the people but not you. But I think most people have considered, you know, and considering the chairman have gone before at West Ham, that you know all owners make mistakes. But you've got the heart of the club and financially in particular, you know, from the Armageddon we were to where we are, then there's been a big movement. I just wanted to go back to succession planning. Obviously, Jack Sullivan has done his work experience in different departments in West Ham. He's been made managing director of West Ham Ladies. Is there a possible addition with your daughters, Vanessa or Jacqueline, taking a seat at the board or taking some future involvement in the club?
Well, the situation would be that my daughters would inherit my shares, as indeed David Sullivan, young David Sullivan and young Jack will. Mm. Jack is clearly being groomed, as you can see. And his passion for the football club is quite clear. My daughters are business women, and their contribution in the future would be very valuable. I could see both the Sullivan boys and the Gold girls, so to speak. Forming a board that would be well balanced with the passion of the football. Don't forget, my daughters are passionate fans as well. They've got obviously responsibilities at this stage of running Ann Summers the business, but that wouldn't preclude them from being on the board. West Ham in some time in the future, as indeed the young Sullivans would also be part and parcel of it. So, you know, And this is how David Sullivan and I see the succession, you know, that. But you never know. I mean, there's a long way to go. Hopefully, I'm going to live to 100.
I know it's good news.
And I'm doing everything to ensure that that happens. But yes, you know, this is a, you know, they talk about West Ham being a family. The board is also a family when you take the Sullivans and you take the Golds. It's a family thing. And, you know, what with the West Ham claiming that it's that we're more than a football club, that it's the, and I think you often hear Mark Noble talk about the family, the West Ham family. I think that that we are part and parcel of that.
Yeah. I want to ask one more probably contentious question before we move on your views of the season ahead, before we finish the interview. And that is a clarity on, I know you and David have said you'll never draw a salary, you'll never take expenses from West Ham, and to my knowledge, and I follow the finances, you never have. But the shareholder loans keep on going up and people speculate. Obviously, my understanding is yourself and David loaned around £50 million to West Ham when they were relegated in the early days, the injection of capital when no banks would lend you money. The contention is interest is charged between 6 and 7%, and that's been accruing, and that's due for repayment on the 1st of January 2020 with a little bit paid back last year. There are some supporters who claim if you're passionate and you're fans, you shouldn't be charging interest. Can you clear up this people...
Right. When we came into the club had some very caustic debts where they were paying interest at 10%. And not only were they paying a high rate of interest, but they were caustic in the sense that what could happen there is that if the club couldn't meet the repayments or the interest, they could foreclose and put the club into administration. That's what a caustic debt is.
Yeah.
If the debt is our debt, we're not going to foreclose. So we're a safer lender. We're a safer lender because we're only ever going to take our and don't forget, you're going back to the original. The original was that these debts, interest on these debts, were at a very high rate. The reason was that people didn't want to lend money to West Ham United Football Club 10 years ago. So the interest rates were very high. We replaced those high interest rates with a lower interest rate. So the minute we put the money in and paid off those debts, we reduced so that West Ham United Football Club, and I'm just rounding these figures up, we're paying 10%, now West Ham United Football Club, our football club, is only paying interest at 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news, yes, Sean?
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree. From a business point of view, it is. I think that what some fans will say, if you're fans, you love the club, are you a businessman or are you a fan? They claim you should charge no interest at all.
Okay.
I'm not in that camp because I understand business and financing.
Right.
But that's what the board, okay, the anti-board people would say.
Yeah, well, let me answer that. To loan West Ham money, it wasn't money that was under the bed that we took out and gave to West Ham, and now we're earning 6%. That's not true.
Yeah.
To be able to fund those loans, I had to remove investments that were returning me 10% plus.
Yeah.
So I cash in my investments that was showing me a 10% minimum return, and I loan that money to West Ham at 6%. So I'm now 4% worse off. West Ham are 4% better off because they were borrowing money at 10%, and now they're only borrowing it at 6%. So everybody, the football club is better off. It's more secure. The only losers are David Sullivan and myself because we're loaning money at a lower interest than we were.
Yes, I'm really glad you said that because I think people do think you had 50 million under the bed.
Yeah,
and
well,
you
I
just
mean,
got
you
brought
know,
some suitcases in and said, there you go, cash, there's the cash, you know.
Yeah, and you know, and they're if you like, they're the It's these investments are basically the inheritance of my daughters, you know, and I have a responsibility to ensure that I'm doing sensible things, and I'm not doing what Mark Goldberg did. I'm not doing what Simon Jordan did, which was to take their wealth, pump it into the football club, and then wake up one morning and their £36 million that they sold their businesses for has disappeared.
Yeah.
Now what use is Mark Goldberg's Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
What use is Simon Jordan now to Crystal Palace? And I'm just naming two because I had involvements with them and I know them. Very nice, you know, genuine football fan, genuinely cared about their football club, and yet they went broke and so did their football club.
Yeah.
Now, what they probably did, and I'm only making this up and really just to make the point, they probably loaned the money to Crystal Palace for no interest. Or they gave it to Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is Crystal Palace went into administration. Simon Jordan lost most of his money and Mark Goldberg lost all of his money. So what good is that if you've got businessmen running your business into the ground?
Yeah.
What you want is measured businessmen that recognise the dangers of not being prudent.
What league position would you personally be happy with, and have you got a sort of cup run prediction as well for this season?
Yeah, I mean, this is not any pressure on anybody. This is a personal view of mine based on the business we've done. Be disappointed if we don't do better than eighth. I'd be disappointed if we're below eighth place. I also would be disappointed if we don't have a decent run or even get to one of the finals of the two major cups.
Anyway, thanks for being a guest on More Than Just a Podcast. Good luck for the rest of the season. I hope to speak to you maybe at the end of the season and see how we did.
Thank you, Sean. I enjoyed talking to you.
All right. Cheers, DG. Bye.
Cheers. Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.